Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening. And the whenever thing is because some of you have the ability, everybody has the ability because we give it to you, the ability to time shift, the ability to, it's good for you to listen to the show when it's live. We like that very much. But sometimes you want to come back and listen to it again. You just can't get enough of me. I can see that, yeah. And we give you that ability. So wherever you are, whenever you're listening, however you're listening, radio, internet, subspace frequency, those of you who are waiting for the mothership to beam you back, we're glad to have you here, too. Jeffrey Zabar knows all about those guys. He's sitting here ready to talk to you with the aluminum foil wrapped around his head, and he's our good friend. He is the chief home officer, the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, the author of so many books on home-based and teleworking. I couldn't carry them all in here. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Resistance is futile. That's what you'd be saying.
You will be assimilated.
You will be assimilated. Okay, let's break out the funky ears now. Let's put on our Spock ears.
Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.
Home office know-how and teleworking and telecommuting. Jeffrey, what's a teleworker and a telecommuter?
Teleworking and telecommuting is really synonymous. It came out as telecommuting, and it was a guy, Jack Nillis, back in the 1970s, was stuck in a traffic jam in Southern California, and above his head was a sign that said, maintain your speed, and he was, doing all of 5 miles an hour, and he said, there's got to be a better way, and he essentially, did what many people had already done, but started formalizing the concept of working from home. Now, I say many people have worked from home, but the way I define home-based work is in several different categories. One is the home-based entrepreneur like me. One is anybody who brings home a briefcase at the end of the day or over the weekend because they just had too much work to get done in that short amount of time that is the 40 or 50-hour work week. But telecommuting became telecommuting became anybody who works from home during normal business hours but for an employer somewhere else. So they remain a W-2er. They're not a 1099 or they're not independent or self-employed, but they work for a boss from home. Or in many instances, we've expanded it beyond that to be somebody who works from a remote work center. They might, in the Washington, D.C. area, a lot of people, they're trying to get people out of the Beltway and out of the greater Washington area, sort of the metro area, and many people commute 20, 30, 40 or more miles. So they set up telework centers halfway where a lot of government workers can go in and they have accounts to go in and sit at a desk that's 20 miles from home, but another 20 miles from D.C., so they don't have to commute all the way in.
A teleworker and a telecommuter are really the same thing.
They're synonymous. It's funny because that
whatever
book,
you prefer. The good news about us, Jeffrey, is we give people choices.
We give you choices.
That's exactly right.
You want telework, you want telecommuting, it's yours to choose.
Exactly. I can see how you might like one or the other. Jeffrey, I was a teleworker years ago when I was with Xerox, and I actually had my own office in my home, a regular business office. I worked in an area of a state for Xerox, and as a sales representative, I managed almost a quarter of a state for Xerox, and I went to the district office and the state office. I went to the district office maybe once or twice a month, and I went to the state office maybe once a quarter, and that was it. Otherwise, I was all by myself and doing my own thing, and that was in the 70s, early 80s, and that setting up for that business, functioning out of that business, learning how to work alone, so to speak, really was the foundation for me to be able to be successful when I started my small business of my own. In 89, I started out from home for a couple of years.
Right. And that's what I think people don't understand. If you want to quit a day job and go work from home, you don't quit Friday and start Monday. I mean, in as much as you wouldn't do that for any sort of business at all, you would hopefully have a plan. You would certainly have to find a space. You would have to set up your infrastructure, whether it's just a phone or whether it's technology, your computer, your internet, whatever, for the business itself. You need to do that for a home business as well. And now what we see going on is we have another transition going on, and certainly the economy drives this, where you have people who are doing home-based work as an independent. They maintain their moonlighting. They maintain their day jobs, but they're doing home-based work for other corporations out there as independent contractors. And you see a lot of people moving into this space because of the economy, but also because they want to set up for the future. They want to be ready for the day
and
that they're going to
grow into the potential full-time job.
Exactly.
A full-time business of their own.
Exactly. Exactly. We have people who are doing travel agent work because many of them, I've interviewed a couple people recently who just say, you know what, I love to travel. I'm sick of paying someone else, letting someone else get the commissions for something, A, I can book, B, I can sell as a business on my own, and C, set me up for down the road for when I'm ready to do my own. You know, when I'm ready to semi-retire, I can have this business set up for me, and I can travel less expensively. You know, travel agents, a lot of people say I'm a, quote, travel agent if they get the discounts, but they can make the money selling travel, which isn't not a lot, but if you're a good agent, you get it through volume. And so they do that, or they do call center work. There's a number of companies out there, Alpine Access and Arise, that set up people at home to do call center work for companies like AAA or
one
the cruise
thing,
lines and things like that. A lot of different businesses.
One thing we need to caution people about a little bit, Jeffrey, is, you know, you don't want to commingle your outside work with your W-2 work, your employer's work. You have to be very, very careful about that, including not only, working for someone who is in the same industry that your employer is in. I think they would look askance at that. But also, be very careful if you're starting your own business, that you're not starting a business that is potentially in conflict and maybe in competition with your existing employer. Some states, that's actually against the law.
You know, I did I'm doing an article on this for the Sun Sentinel down here in South Florida, and that's exactly one of the points I made. And in talking to the several people who I spoke to for the article, you know, what does your boss know? They know. We're not in conflict. It's all good.
Right, exactly. Stand by, Jeffrey. Going to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Here's the great Van Morrison to take us out.
The sound of the breezes that blow, and I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Your love give me such a thrill, but your love.
Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance and use our archives, our articles, thousands of each one of those, hundreds of Brain Trust members there, and all represented with some good content. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by email for free every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead, and check out our blog as well. Jeffrey Zabar has dozens, maybe hundreds, of pieces of his wisdom there that he's deposited with us in the form of articles and past interviews that we've done on every topic under the sun from a very, very small business standpoint. Jeffrey, your books are available at your website, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and that would be www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Home office know-how, telecommuting and teleworking, which is the topic Jeff and I are talking about right now, and one of my favorites, Safe at Home, 7 Keys to Home Office Security. Jeffrey, we're talking about how to kind of grow your own small business very, very slowly, very logically, very practically, and really safely in a way by that I mean not making too much of a commitment at first, seeing if you think you're like that. Learn how to seek customers, how to serve customers on your own, how to manage your own business finances. What a great way to do it when you don't have to have that income, when you're not making that you're not committing yourself 100% to that. Learn the ropes, so to speak, while you're right. Working for somebody else during the day.
Well, I think that as an entrepreneur, anybody who out there is an entrepreneur already knows that the best position to be working from in any negotiation, in any business, in any even in battle or whatever, is a position of strength. So certainly, if you have that day job that's bringing a check in, you're not scrambling to launch a business. You can do it, if not at your leisure, you can do it at your own pace. Certainly, if you have a passion, you have a business you want to launch, you should not be leisurely about it. You should write your business plan. You should put a time stamp against it so you know that by 6 months I want to be at this point, by a year I want to be at this point, by 18 months I want to serve notice that I'm out on my own and I'm making enough money and I don't need the day job that I used to have. But what we find is as we said, a lot, and for many people in this economy, they just need a little bit more to get them over the edge. Some people aren't looking at it for long-term, some of the things we've spoken of, they're not looking at it as a long-term transition or solution. It's just a few extra hours, 5, 10, 15 hours a week, just to get them over a short-term hump or whatever the case may be. But I think that some of those people who I've spoken to, some of them see the big picture, but some of them don't see the big picture, and they don't see the opportunity to turn what they're doing into a full-time job. It, again, is just an opportunity. There's live radio going on. It's just an opportunity for them to, just to make a little extra, as opposed to, there's a woman who I spoke to who manufactures and sells her own jewelry, and she would love to turn it into a business, but she's realistic. You know, she may make $7,500 to $10,000 this year. And clear about 5,000 is what she's expecting after expenses and taxes. So
that's not going to cover the freight though, and she's got to ramp that up over time. And one of my favorite stories about someone who grew their small business while they kept their other day job going is a guy named Jim McCann, who founded 1-800-Flowers.
Right.
Jim's a friend of ours, and Jim bought a little florist shop in New York City. While he was a counselor for New York, for the city of New York, I guess the state, maybe in the school system, he was a counselor, and he bought this little florist shop and kind of managed it on part time, and then over time, and it took him 10 years. He took 10 years to go from the ownership of a little bitty florist shop to 1-800-Flowers.
Right.
And what you know of today, and longer than that, obviously, to go public. But the thing is he and of course, that's not exactly micropreneur. If you own a florist shop, you are a full-fledged small business. But still, it shows you the discipline that he took to do it right and to not go too far out on a limb with his entrepreneurial dreams.
What do they say? What do they say? It often takes 10 years to become an overnight success.
Oh yeah, one of my favorite stories is Mark Allen, our good friend who's a publisher out in California, was on the show last week. He said his 5-year plan took 10 years.
Right. So you got to be prepared for road bumps and speed bumps along the way. But you know what? If you're doing it right, and if you're realizing success, then those little detours and speed bumps and potholes are all part of the process. And at the end of the day, whether it's the end of a Tuesday or end of a Friday, in a more direct sense as opposed to the metaphorical, the end of the day, you're still having fun. You're still realizing benefit. You're still an entrepreneur. You're beholden to clients, not a boss. And I think that that's what the key is, because I treat my clients as if they were my boss. But we all know that in my household, I have four bosses, and I ain't one of them. I've Robbie and the kids. And that's what that's ultimately what you shoot for. And if you're moonlighting a job, if you're trying to do something off the side, if you're running some sort of eBay operation and making some money, you're trying to better your own lot in life. And even if that means being independent, earning a separate paycheck, it's a lot of fun and very rewarding.
When you want to become an entrepreneur, folks, patience is an incredible virtue. Thank you, Jeffrey, for being here. Good job. Good thoughts today. We'll see you
next time.
Wonderful
to be with you.
Jeffrey Zabar, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Right, Jeff?
That's the one.
All right, see you next time.
Wonderful.
Quick break, right back with our good friend Ken Gronbach. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.